ambush.
They've seen us.
Why don't they shoot?
They don't want us. They want Colonel Barker.
We gotta warn him.
No. If we take a shot, the Apaches will start shooting. There's only six men down there. They couldn't stand off an attack.
Rennie can get to Fort Apache.
Yeah. And we can get to Colonel Barker, maybe.
Rennie, listen. Go get Masters. Bring him here, Rennie. Bring Masters here.
It's now or never, Rusty.
Yo, Rennie!
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. Today is celebrated as the birthday of Rin Tin Tin, the male German shepherd dog that became a beloved international star in the early era of motion pictures. Rinty was discovered in 1918 and was rescued from a World War I battlefield by an American soldier, Lee Duncan, who trained him and obtained silent film work for the dog. Rin Tin Tin was an immediate box office success and went on to appear in 27 Hollywood films, garnering worldwide fame. Along with the earlier canine film star Strongheart, Rin Tin Tin was responsible for greatly increasing the popularity of German Shepherd dogs as family pets. The immense profitability of his films contributed to the success of Warner Brothers Studios and actually helped advance the career of Daryl F. Zanuck. After Rin Tin Tin died in 1932, the name was given to several related German Shepherds featured in fictional stories on film, in radio, and TV. Rin Tin Tin Jr. appeared in some serialized films, but was not as talented as his father. Rin Tin Tin III, said to be the original's grandson, but probably only distantly related, helped promote the military use of dogs during World War II. Rin Tin Tin III also appeared in a film with child actor Robert Blake in 1947. Duncan groomed Rin Tin Tin IV for the 1950s television series The Adventures of Rin Tin Tin, but the dog performed poorly in a screen test and was replaced in the TV show by trainer Frank Barnes's dogs, with the public led to believe otherwise. After Duncan died in 1960, the screen property of Rin Tin Tin passed to TV producer Herbert B. Leonard, who worked on further adaptations such as the 1988 through 1993 Canadian-made TV show Cats and Dog, which was called Rin Tin Tin Canine Cop in the U.S. and Rin Tin Tin Jr. in France. After Leonard died in 2006, his lawyer James Tierney made the 2007 children's film Finding Rin Tin Tin, an American-Bulgarian production based on Duncan's discovery of the dog in France. Meanwhile, a Rin Tin Tin memorabilia collection was being amassed by Texas resident Janetta Props Brodsgaard, who had purchased several direct descendant dogs from Duncan, beginning with Rinty Tin Tin Brodsgaard in 1957. She bred the dogs to keep the bloodline. Her granddaughter, Daphne Hereford, continued to build on the tradition and the bloodline of Rin Tin Tin from 1988 to 2011. She was the first to trademark the name in 1993. Duncan had never done so, it seems. And she bought the domain names rintintin.com and rintintin.net to establish a website. She also opened a short-lived museum in Latexo, Texas. Hereford passed the tradition to her daughter Dorothy in 2011. The current Rin Tin Tin XII dog, owned by Dorothy Yanchek, still takes part in public events to represent the Rin Tin Tin legacy. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 10th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.